You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio, and I'm your host, Master Pet Chef, Nikki Voisard. Thanks for joining us. You know, I just returned from a talk where the number one question was, how can I save money on pet food? You know, it seems everywhere I go, people are experiencing the price increase in every type of food, processed or natural. And if you keep in touch with the news, looks like gas prices won't be going down very shortly, and they soon might hit the mark of $4 in many states, maybe within the next month. Those possible increased fuel prices can only add to the upward climb of food prices in the form of transporting. So here we are, and many people are telling me that they're having a difficult time affording their pet food. Now let's take a real short break, and when we return, I'll give you a few ideas on saving money to feed your pet.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Petco, where the pets go. Petco, where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
I don't make any decisions about who to hire without going to Angie's List first.
You'll find reviews on home repair to healthcare written by people just like you.
With Angie's List, I know who to call, and I know the results will be fantastic.
Angie's List. Which you can trust.
Go to AngiesList.com/best and get 25% off any subscription. That's AngiesList.com/best. B-E-S-T.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef. You know, the first thing I suggest on saving money to feed your pet is save your money. You know, with having a pet, it's a given that they have to be fed on a daily basis. So complaining about how much it costs to feed your pet is really a moot point. It is what it is. And just like you have to eat daily, so does your pet. And it's up to you to figure out better solutions. So I start by telling people to start a pet food fund. And that can be as simple as putting a jar with a lid on your counter and adding loose change and dollar bills in that jar on a daily basis. You can also assign a certain weekly amount that goes into that jar, determined by the monthly amount that you need to feed your pet. So having a pet food fund going at all times will never put you in the negative category, and you're prepared for paying that amount monthly. To many people who have used my suggestion, they email me and say that not only does it work, but they thought it was fun. They found that they drank one less cup of latte and saved it for their pet food fund. And what you also may find is that in some rural area feed stores that sell pet food, they might give you a discount when you are paying with cash. I see that a lot. And I'll be talking here more about a homemade diet instead of commercial pet food exclusively. If you're still just using commercial pet food, then you are forever at the mercy of the economy and the manufacturer of that food. There are plenty of books on making a homemade diet for your pet, and even if you just do it on the weekends. One thing you might try is give your pet more variety in meat. That way, you're not having to pay high prices in beef when chicken might be cheaper, and vice versa. An example is around Thanksgiving, and of course, anything turkey is going to be super expensive. So I go to the chicken section. There's nobody there. They're just about giving chickens away. Easter is the same, and 4th of July, you know, hamburger is at its highest. So that's when you look at chicken. You might also try feeding your pet more organ meat. My cats love chicken giblets. And of course, my four dogs do too. And most of the time, I can find chicken giblets at buy one, get the second one free. Where is everybody? You never see people picking this stuff up. You know, I think the reason why is because Americans are afraid of organ meat. We only look at muscle meat and chickens and beef. But I bet you that your pets don't care about your hang-up with organ meat, and they'll eat it. Look for beef liver, beef hearts, chicken and turkey giblets. Those things come pretty inexpensive. And do you know anyone who owns a restaurant? I'm not talking about a fast food restaurant, since most of their meat comes portioned out already. But a mom-and-pop restaurant still buys meat in large quantities. I have several friends who are chefs or they have their own restaurants and have witnessed them cutting off the fat on a large slab of beef within that cut-off fat is about an inch or more of meat. And they throw it all away. You know, this kind of meat with the fat should be fed to your pets raw, and your pet will be able to break the fat down easily. Fat is not an issue with our pets as it is with us. Grain is more of a problem with our pets than fat. A species-appropriate diet for your dog or cat is mostly made up of protein, fat, and moisture. So start making friends with a chef or an owner of a restaurant or a butcher. Don't forget raw bones also, and you can get them from a butcher, a chef, or your chain grocery store. Make sure you stick with the bone protocol. Never give your dog a bone when you're not around to keep an eye on him, and the bones must always be raw. And I always like larger bones, too. The small ones, they could still get stuck in their throat. So always stick with those kind of bones, and rarely chicken bones, unless your dog is an experienced bone eater. Bones are also good for dogs that might act hungry just from boredom. Dogs like Labs, who are kind of mouthy, they appreciate chewing or gnawing on large bones. So let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, and we'll pick up from where we left off.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart and save up to 30% on toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart today.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radio root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson. PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
That's it. You're madder than a junkyard dog, and you're not going to take it anymore. Your feathers are ruffled, your dander is up, and you've got a definite bone to pick. Join us each week on Pet Peeves, the show that lets you dig through the dirt and unleash your passion for pets. Your host, pet expert and award-winning author, Amy Shojai, will talk about what makes you howl and what hisses you off. Pet Peeves, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Chef and How to Save Money Feeding Your Pet. When you're scouring the grocery store in the meat department, there's usually an area off to either side of the meat counter that has a manager special of that day. It's usually meat that is close to its sell-by date and may even be losing its color. And that red color, by the way, is not the true color of meat. It is more naturally gray. The meat gets sprayed or injected with a coloring agent that makes the meat appear red. And after several days, that coloring agent starts to disappear. So there's really nothing wrong with the meat. But most of the manager specials are discounted from 30 to 60% off the usual price. So it's always a pretty good deal. Also, if you have a Costco membership, shop there, buy in bulk. Get your neighbors to help you out on this. Somebody might have a freezer and you can buy large amounts of Costco meat. It comes in larger quantities and is much more inexpensive, and you can share it with your pet. You know, and a farmer's market trick I've learned after many years is if you go to a farmer's market and shop the last half an hour before everyone folds up, sometimes the people with leftover meat or fish or veggies have discounted them. They don't want to pack them up, and so they'll discount everything. So look into that. That's one time when showing up late might even benefit you. Bartering is another way to get chicken from a farmer who might need your website tech skills or marketing expertise, or raise your own chickens. Even in urban areas, the zoning laws usually allow chickens, but not roosters. And even if you don't plan on eating your chickens and you're a bit squeamish about the idea, just using their eggs will save you money and give you bartering power. Or how about planting a garden? I know sometimes that sounds more than you care to do, but I have a hydroponic garden. And hydroponic gardens are getting more and more popular as time goes on because you'd be amazed what you can grow just in the corner of your house with very little effort. Google hydroponics, and you'll find something to fit everyone. And it's really cool to watch how things grow. And one last idea, give your dog quinoa instead of processed dog food. Quinoa is grown all over the world and is not a grain, but it's a protein. And you can share some quinoa pasta with your dog, and even my cats eat it with me. So there you are. Feeding your pet is as simple as feeding yourself, and just as inexpensive if you pay attention. You just have to think outside of the bag. Hey, thanks for joining us on The Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. And please stop by my website, Smell Like a Dog, and check out my latest book on feeding your dog naturally. Bon appetit.
Let's talk pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.